The Democrats are great ones to throw the word children around in a way of trying to get your attention and make you think that they're a compassionate bunch. You know, the Democrats are always talking about it's for the children. We've got to take care of the children. Children do not exist in this country as a separate group of people, except for a few orphans or, I suppose, strays of some kind that are in institutions. But by and large, children have parents and are part of a family. The Democrats are always trying to sell some project or program that costs money on the basis that it's to help children. The most current one is this so-called health care for children that Christine Gregoire is proposing for the state of Washington. The way I look at it is the primary responsibility to take care of children are the parents. And the parents are the ones that decide whether they want to get health care insurance to cover their children or not. Christine Gregoire's got to get reelected on the basis that she's implemented health insurance for children not covered by their parents' policies. If parents are too poor to have health insurance on their children, they're obviously too poor to have health insurance for themselves. But I don't quite see the rationale behind the state stepping in and providing health care for children, or health care insurance for children, on the sole basis that the parents don't provide that type of coverage. Any effort to implement or have the taxpayers pay for health care for children ought to be based upon a study of the family itself and not just children as a group as if they existed apart from their parents. Any parent that can afford health care insurance for himself can afford to have his children covered, and vice versa. But this is just typical of the Democrats' approach to things, and they're always using children as a basis for selling some new program that's going to cost you and me money out of our pockets. This is Buck Compton.